B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
Now, please, tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 5:41. It's a nice day in Boston. Celtics won last night again in Miami. This is good stuff here. We're talking about, I don't want to jinx it.
Don't jinx it.
All right, but we could tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Then we go to the finals.
Well, we'll
right?
see what happens.
Okay, all right, fine. You just you don't like to jinx it?
No.
You're one of those people that you don't talk
Even
about?
Though I don't care, I don't like to jinx it.
Okay.
You don't want to be responsible.
Right, exactly. Don't blame me.
I don't care. But I don't want to. Okay, well, I didn't know you didn't care.
Yeah, well,
won't you and Dave watch the Celtics? My wife and I will tomorrow night.
Listen,
it's on past your bedtime.
Of all the things I would watch, sports I would watch, this would be it. Because basketball, last 5 minutes of basketball is the most exciting.
It's exciting.
That's all
You'll never
I'm
make it
for.
To the last 5 minutes.
I mean, no, I wouldn't watch any of it. I would tune in.
At the last five minutes.
At the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, you nap until then. Sure,
right.
Whatever works for you.
Thank
but anyway,
you.
It's exciting. A mixture of clouds and sun today. High 70. I like it.
I like it.
Don't you too? Because I like a slow buildup.
To summer.
Yes. I don't need to just last weekend freak show.
It was terrible.
I'm all hot.
Again.
And May
right.
was all hot and bothered.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on with May?
It's too fast.
Too much.
Like being pressured.
Yeah. We're going to get
Let's
there.
Wait a while, shall we?
We're going to get there eventually. Slow down.
It's a good night for the prom, and tonight is Canton High School's prom.
You got prom tonight?
Yes.
Lucy going?
She allegedly is going to go. She keeps saying she doesn't want to, but we have the dress.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, she's got to go.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So we'll see.
She'll have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
well,
good.
Well, kid's like, nah, I don't really feel like it.
You got
to. Okay.
She's your daughter.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, okay. Is there anything on TV?
Right, exactly. What
well,
you binge?
Well, good luck. That's tomorrow night.
No, it's tonight.
It's tonight.
Tonight.
Oh.
Yes.
Well,
everyone's
Thursday?
Getting excited.
Yeah.
If you have a hair appointment in the 02021 region today or wanted to get one, forget it.
If you want, is she going to get a blowout or
no,
something?
No, I'll do her hair.
You'll do her hair.
Whatever.
That's adorable. Yeah, you're right. You're going to blow out the biggest one. They call it a blowout because that's what happens to your wallet.
Yes.
Me. That's
no
what
kidding.
I got to say about that. All right. Amanda. She was our winner yesterday for that trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort. So we have two more giveaways today and tomorrow. Here's what it sounds like when we say, hey, guess what? You're caller number 10.
This is Amanda.
Amanda, where are you from?
I'm from Kingston.
Amanda from Kingston.
You're caller number 10.
You got it.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I've been trying all week.
You got it, Amanda. Yes, Amanda, you are caller number 10. You've won a 4-day, 3-night trip to Universal Orlando Resort and flights provided by Spirit, right?
I know. You're so excited for you.
You're going to do Illuminations Mischievous Minions. Relax with a splash when you stay at Universal's Cabana Bay Beach Resort. Who are you going to take with you, by the way, Amanda?
I'm going to take my daughter, Mia. She just turned 5.
There you go. Mia and Amanda got themselves a trip. So
it's exciting. I'm just so excited for them.
We tried all week. I felt bad for the winner yesterday.
Why?
Well, she's tried 35 years.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so,
look
you know,
that.
Amanda
know.
Just rolls
now
in.
Perseverance with, pays off.
Amanda rolls in for 3 days.
Right.
Oh, boy. His life fair? Who knows? All right, be listening in the 9 o'clock hour. Details coming up.
From Super Smart to Morning Core, don't miss a second of the ROR Morning Show with Bob, LBM, and Brian. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Thursday. Good-looking one, too. We'll check your weather coming up. Just a reminder, 2 hours from now, somebody is going to be winning one of our trips to Universal Orlando Resort. The giveaway continues. Details coming up.
Great.
Meanwhile, LBF's got the latest.
All right, it's 51 degrees in Boston. President Biden is planning to visit Texas in the wake of Tuesday's school massacre. Today should have been the last day for students in the town of Uvalde, but the district canceled classes. The president will meet with the families of 19 children and two teachers killed. Students at a Montana high school are making the most of an old state law. 12 students recently rode their horses to school, which meant the principal was legally required to feed and tend to them during the school day. Conrad Public Schools posted a photo of the students on their horses riding. Mr. DeBrucker has his work cut out for him today.
That's great.
Yeah.
They have oats.
I hope he
has some oats around.
I hope he does. And yeah. Winnie the Pooh is being turned into a horror film.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much information about the upcoming tale other than it's being called Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey.
We don't need to do this.
It's not being created by Disney because the famous bear entered the public domain earlier this year.
What
do they do?
Yeah, first thing they do.
Oh, anyway, Winnie the Pooh. Yeah. In sports, the Red Sox winning streak was snapped after six games. Boston lost to the White Sox 3-1 last night. Boston is now 20-23 heading into tonight's rubber match. And the Celtics are one win away from the NBA Finals. Boston defeated the Heat 93-80 in Game 5 in Miami last night. Game 6 is back in Boston tomorrow night. Weather today, a mix of clouds and sun and a high near 70.
Yeah, boy,
nice day.
I'm telling you, this is a big, big game tomorrow night.
Yeah.
8:30, 5, whenever. I don't know when. Brian, what do they put these games on so late?
Oh, the tip is at like 8:42 or something. It's ridiculous.
I mean, come on.
I'm exhausted.
Yes, you must be. You stayed up late. The commute was a B.I. Yeah. Well, I can't even
yeah.
I had to go all the way downstairs.
Had to walk downstairs.
Right?
Yeah. Had to sleep
terrible.
In a little.
Yeah. All right, we got two more trips to give away to Universal Orlando Resort. The giveaways continue in the 9 o'clock hour. We go commercial free for 2 hours to kick off your no repeat workday. Then we're just going to be looking for call number 10 sometime before 10 o'clock.
Wow, that's great.
All right, so two more chances to win just after 9 today.
Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1. Framingham, Boston. 80s and more. More hits. More variety. Way more 80s. WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 6:17 on this Thursday, May 26th. Going to get you into a Friday, which will get you into a long weekend. That's our J-O-B here.
Yeah.
Right? Going to guide you into a nice long weekend. It's going to be nice today, too. 70, mostly sunny. I'll take that. Tomorrow, 79. Inching
great.
Up. Just taking that slow ride. Right?
Yes.
Just like Foghat.
That's a good song.
Take it easy. Right?
Yeah.
Slow ride. That's
I know.
What we're doing with the weather.
Take it easy. Yeah, right. I love it.
You love it.
I love Foghat.
Yeah,
love
you like
Foghat.
I'm glad you like Foghat.
Yeah.
Sister. All right, it's 52. And here's all I'm hearing in my house, and I'm getting I got to be honest with you guys. It's getting a little old because no matter what my wife is watching on TV, I hear this guy in the background. I didn't throw my wife down the stairs. Or I didn't throw Amber, Miss Hurd, down the stairs. No, she tripped. Are you listening to Johnny? Oh, sorry. Yes, that's Johnny.
Johnny Depp.
She likes Johnny. She's a glue to the set. Yesterday was interesting because Johnny had to defend himself against Amber Heard's accusations that he threw her down the stairs. Through Kate, right? So he brought in Kate Moss, ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
To defend Johnny.
Johnny Depp.
And people are saying that Kate sounds like a little, what do you call a
pixie, like a fairy.
A little pixie girl.
Ooh, a teeny tiny voice with my teeny tiny body. teeny tiny self.
So, before we play the pixie girl, you had a fall similar here, didn't you, down the stairs?
Yeah, so the way... supermodel that hasn't had a meal since the early 90s tells a story about falling down the stairs. It's very different from the way I would tell a story about falling down the stairs.
Yeah.
So I said it this morning to Bob.
Let's hear Kate Moss, and then we'll hear how you fell down.
Sure.
This different story.
This is Kate.
This is Kate.
Johnny left the room before I did, and there had been a rainstorm. And as I left the room, I slid down the stairs. And I hurt my back.
Oh.
And I screamed because I was in pain. He came running back to help me and carried me to my room and got me medical attention.
Did Mr. Depp push you in any way down the stairs?
No, he never pushed me, kicked me, or threw me down any stairs.
There's There's Kate Moss.
There's Kate Moss.
Defending her Johnny.
Yes.
So how'd you describe your fall down the stairs here? Well, first of all, when did that happen?
It happened about 8 years ago.
What happened?
Well, was Johnny Depp anywhere nearby?
No, he was nowhere nearby. Okay. So that's what I said this morning. Bob, I took a wicked dig about down the back stairs here one day. It was awful. My high heel caught in my flared pants.
Oh no!
And I went tumbling. The good news is I was carrying a bottle of wine at the same time. Now I didn't stick the landing, but I also did not break the bottle of wine.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's how we say it. Yeah, I took a wicked dig. Didn't hurt myself though.
Oh, you sound like a pixie.
I do.
I know, she sounds so delicate.
Well,
she
probably hurt herself real bad because she has nothing to like cushion her. Yeah, I was just like, got up, dusted myself off,
bumbles
and said,
bounce.
Thank God I had those donuts.
Bumbles bounce.
Bumbles bounce, yes.
That's good.
Yeah, that's why anyway. You should breakfast, lunch, and dinner, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That was funny. She was so delicate. It was a rainstorm, and Johnny.
She set the scene.
She did.
And I'm like, yeah, I was leaving, and I had a bottle of wine. We're wicked bad.
Yeah, wicked. Bad. Bumbles bounce, though, so that's good.
That's right.
621. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 625. That's Jimmy Buffett. Big concert in town. Hey, tons of tickets we're giving away all weekend. We got six-pack Memorial Day weekend. We got tickets to Paul McCartney at Fenway. So be listening for your chance to win them. It's ticket season. We got them.
Cool.
Okay? So this weekend, no matter what you're doing, make sure you have us on your radio or however, wherever you listen. Hey, our buddy Dave's on the phone. Good morning, Dave. Did you have a take about LBF falling down the stairs?
Well, I had a funny story, and it was, wasn't about me, but it was Jennifer Lawrence had just won the Oscars, and she's walking. She's telling the story that she's walking down the stairs, and she had champagne, and she trips. And Miley Cyrus was, like, right there, and she was, like, the party animal. And she says to Jennifer Lawrence, she goes, "Would you pull it together?" And I thought that would be funny about with LBF falling down the stairs. And she pulled it together by saving the bottle of wine.
I did. I pulled it together.
Yeah.
She
held that wine like a newborn, trust me.
She dropped the baby, but had saved the wine.
Yes.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, babies...
Dropped the baby, saved the wine.
But the
cleanup, priorities.
Babies are resilient. Yeah. Brought my bottles right
I think we ought to reconsider this. So, Dave, have a great day, buddy. Yeah, of course,
Dave is a friend of the show.
A friend of the show.
Yes.
He's been known on occasion to do some fun woodwork stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's so talented.
And, man, he's got away with those chocolate-on-chocolate cupcakes.
Yes.
I don't know where he gets those, but...
Better watch out. They could be coming at you anytime. Bob.
Always welcome, Dave. Always welcome. See you, buddy. Have a great Memorial
Day.
Have a
good
day. Thanks,
Dave. Yeah. Hey, Morning Court's coming up. Naomi's on the phone.
Okay.
And she wants to talk about, her daughter is back from college. And if you've ever sent a kid to college, they come back with some swagger.
Like, yes, they do.
Right? Oh, yep, what do you mean?
I'm an adult.
Yeah, I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
How come there's no food in this house?
Right.
Anyway, so I call them half adults.
Right.
Because they're half adults. And Naomi's dealing with her daughter, who is, just got back with a little attitude for the summer. And she doesn't want to be told what to do ever. So see if we can help Naomi out. Brian, who's sponsoring this? Is it...
That'd be Staples.
Staples, thank you, buddy. Staples stores are a whole new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. That's why Brian produces the show.
Yes.
He knows.
He knows the things that we don't.
Just read it, monkey.
Hey, remote workers, there you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just read it, monkey.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Naomi. Good morning, Naomi.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Well, what brings you to court today?
My daughter just came home from her first year in college.
Hmm.
You know, I'll tell you something. Now that she's had a taste of freedom, she's off the rails.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, freshman year.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. So she's back home. What's going
on? She's back. And let me just say also, she's a good kid. You know, she gets good grades and she has a job for the summer. She's responsible, you know.
Okay. But
she is. There's always.
Yeah.
She wants to come and go as she pleases.
Okay. She's, well, you know, in college. That's understood.
Well, she's waltzing in at like 2 in the morning, sometimes 3 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. And you're probably
And up. The other night, she didn't even come home. She was out all night.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hard on you, right?
It is.
Because you can't sleep.
My mind, my imagination runs amok. You know?
Yeah.
And she thinks because she's 19 and she's lived away for a little while that she doesn't need a curfew.
No, they don't want a curfew.
Yeah, no.
No, they do not. Especially, they've had that taste, like you said, in college life.
A little taste of freedom, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so what have you said?
Well, I told her I can't sleep when she's out all night. And she's like, oh my God, Mom, you know, you track me on my phone. Just go to bed. I'm fine, you know?
Right.
And I'm a single mom, so it's just me staying up and worrying.
Oh, right. That is a lot. I was going to ask you what your husband thought or partner.
Oh, well,
okay.
You know, 5 years ago you could ask me that, but...
Okay. That's a different case, I guess. We can get into that. But have you reached out to him to help at all?
I've tried. You know, I've really tried that he, can I say useless?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he doesn't even live in town anymore, so... he's distanced himself from the whole thing, and he says, she's an adult. She's 19.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. Useless,
well,
indeed.
Well, we thought it asked. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just very disturbing for me. She's on Tinder, you know. She's meeting guys. She's staying out all hours.
Oh, Naomi, girls are on this at 19, Tinder?
Sure.
Really?
That's when you look your best.
All right, LBF, that doesn't help Naomi.
Oh boy.
All Sorry. Right. Anyway.
All right, so she's on Tinder. You know what that means.
So I told her she needs to come home at midnight. I don't think that's unreasonable. Midnight.
I don't think so either. She's only 19.
Right. Nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah, there's no place to be at 19 after midnight.
Yeah, what are you going to... Like, what is there to do anyway?
Mm-hmm.
So now she's... angry, and she's saying she's just going to crash with a bunch of guys that have a place for the summer instead of staying with me, instead of staying home.
Okay.
Because
wow.
These rules are ridiculous.
Right.
I don't want her to do that. You know, she needs rules. And I'll worry more if she's not living here.
Yeah. See, the thing is, she is an adult.
Yes, that's the worst part of it.
You can't ground her. You can't. So, you know, what kind of tools do you have in your arsenal here, you know, that can help you? Because that's really the question.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you can, I guess technically you could say she's an adult. She's 19 years old. She's
a
kid.
I know. I've had a few. Yeah. Yep. We're past it. But anyway.
My question is, how can I get her to come home at a reasonable hour? And how can I get through to her without alienating her and without, you know, making her go and crash with those guys who have a place for the summer?
Yeah, you can't have that. You'll drive you crazy more than you already are here as far as this goes. So I don't think you're wrong at all, Naomi. That's a lot. And hopefully there'll be some good advice for you from our listeners who can kind of maybe gone through the same thing or gone through it. You know, how do you round up a 19-year-old?
Right. What are the tools?
What are the tools that you can use? That's the way we're going to put it. Okay, 888-410-1057. You hear Naomi here, very upset. Don't blame her. What advice do you have for her today? Let's light them up. Naomi, stay tuned, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Single mom dealing with a 19-year-old. with a little bit of sass.
Yes.
Right? A little bit of sass.
That sass is not appreciated around
It is
here.
Not appreciated around. What can she do? Or what should she do? I mean, there's some extreme things that she can take, measures.
Right.
You know?
But.
So I'm interested to hear what folks want to say about that. All right, 888-410-1057. Again, she's not getting any help from the ex, so it's really up to her. That's why she came to us. So let's help her out this morning. It's 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s from March. Bob, LBF, and Brian at 650. Happy Thursday. We got a job to do, though. We got a job to do. Naomi called. Her daughter is just back from school. Fresh out of school.
Yes.
With a brand new attitude.
Yep. It happens.
Yep. Well, I'm not. You can't tell me when to come home, Mom. I'm an adult. But is she?
Right, exactly.
We call them half adults where I come from. Peter, you're here to help, right?
I am.
Let's hear it, Pete.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let what go?
Naomi has done a wonderful job. If her daughter is responsible, she's doing well in school, she's got a summer job, she has done her job. Her work is done. She's just still helping her with a place to live. Mm. Imagine the behavior that her daughter is engaging in when she's not at home that her mom doesn't know about, and yet she's still doing just fine. Maybe they can reach a compromise, and she's going to stay out super late or all night. Just text her mom a couple of times overnight to let her know that she's okay, but she's done a great job.
All right.
Hey, parent. Mom. Met a hot guy on Tinder. See you tomorrow morning.
Well, I'm not sure Peter's saying that now, are you, Pete?
Maybe. Maybe the mom needs to spend some of her own time on Tinder now.
Oh, all right.
Hot take.
I recommend him.
Peter, I like Peter's point of view.
Yeah, he's
coming
very
at
chill.
He's coming at it from a whole different way. Yeah. All right, Peter, good stuff. Thank you. That's funny. Brian, you've raised two different kids on your own. So how's that going? What advice do you have for Naomi?
Take away the restrictions. The defiance disappears quickly.
If you take away the restrictions, the defiance disappears?
Explain. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah. They're just pushing back against, you know, you've got to be home by 12. They're going to come home at 12:30. If you say, hey, I trust you, come home at a reasonable time. My oldest was a homebody. My youngest was a social animal, and it worked. She started coming home half an hour before she was supposed to because they were staying out just because they couldn't.
Right. Yes.
See, Brian, right? Brian,
it's like
on
reverse
the phone
psychology.
Here is playing some chess while the kids are still playing Candyland.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that what they say?
That's
all right, Brian.
So.
Yeah.
It's Russian roulette, but, you know, most of the time it works.
Okay. All right, Brian.
Games going on.
A lot of I love that we're hearing from
Russian
all the
roulette.
Guys. Thanks, Brian. Have a great day. We're hearing from a lot of guys today.
Yeah.
This is good. Dad's chiming in. Lord knows Naomi's husband isn't.
Nope.
So some other guys are here to help. We got Glenn. Glenn, be quick. We're running a lot of calls coming in. What do you think?
Yeah, thank you, longtime listener. You guys are great.
Well, take your time.
I have
just kidding.
Right.
I kid.
I have three grown children that are adults now. Had the same situation. My son of that age bracket came home from school. You know, same thing going on. New sense of freedom and you know. Kind of a lack of responsibility when it came to respecting the home. Mm. And that's the stance I took. You know, if I'm going to be late, I've always called you or anything like that, anything going on. You know where I am at all times.
Yeah. Right?
And I don't need to know where you are at all times. However, respect the home, the family. People worry about you, not just me at home. So, you know, having a sense of respect as an adult, you know, is part of growing up. And that's the part that they kind of let go.
They think it's an adult to not be able to answer to anybody.
Yes, it's like yeah, they're trying.
Know.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Our spouses know where we are 99% of the time. I mean, that's just the way it is, right?
Yeah. Well.
But, excuse me. Right, Glenn?
You're gonna do what you're gonna do. Just, you know, communicate where you are and whether you're coming home or not.
That's right. All right.
I don't think
they're asking too much for that. Hey, Glenn, good call. Thank you for listening. It means a lot to us, my friend. Okay.
Hey, it works for me.
All right.
Beautiful. Hey, where are my ladies at?
Where are my ladies at?
Where are they calling? 888-410-1057. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Let's hear from some ladies. 105.7 WROR, 80 some more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. See, that's compromise. You give a little bit. That's all Naomi's asking.
Right.
Daughter, right? Give a little bit, please. Okay, we're going to take a timeout for Morning Court. See what's happening out there. LBF has got the latest. And I just want to say, also, two last trips to Universal Orlando. I'll tell you how to win one of those coming up first.
That's important news.
Yes, it is.
All right. It's 51 degrees in Boston. President Biden is planning to visit Texas in the wake of Tuesday's school massacre. Today should have been the last day for students in the town of Uvalde, but the district canceled classes. The president will meet with the families of 19 children and two teachers killed. Police were called to the Medford home of Barbara Noves multiple times in the months before she was found dead. The body of Noves was found Monday in a recycling bin that was under the back porch steps of her home on Emory Street. Police were called to the home last November for a suicide threat, then in February for an identity theft report, and last month for disturbance. And Ellen DeGeneres is winding up her talk show today. After 19 seasons, the show will end the way it started with an interview of Jennifer Aniston. The first installment will also include appearances by Pink and Billie Eilish.
You gonna watch?
You know, I used to really love, when Lucy was a baby, I used to love watching Ellen because she would come out and dance. She was, sweet.
Yeah, it's fun.
But I don't watch it anymore.
Nope.
In sports, the Red Sox winning streak was snapped after six games. Boston lost to the White Sox 3-1 last night. Boston is now 20-23 heading into tonight's rubber match. And the Celtics are one win away from the NBA Finals. Boston defeated the Heat 93-80 in Game 5 in Miami last night. Game 6 is back in Boston tomorrow. Weather today, a mix of clouds and sun and a high near 70.
Okay, 7 o'clock. Let's see how the roads are this morning. And Brian Bell, what do you see?
Oh, I see a lot of problems out there. This is brought to you by 7-Eleven. Waltham, we have a disabled vehicle in the left breakdown lane, 128 northbound at Route 20, exit 41. Mansfield, we have a crash, 495 northbound at 95. That's exit 33. You're backed up to 140. Brockton, disabled garbage truck blocking the center lane on 24 northbound, right at exit 31. That's Route 123. And then the HOV lane is closed, and it's backing things up 93 northbound from the Logan Express up to the Braintree split. And then that disabled bus just before Granite Ave that's shut down the HOV lane on the expressway northbound. You stop and go all the way up to Southampton Street. And coming in 93 southbound Roosevelt Circle into the Leverett is jammed as well. At 7-Eleven, 6 days of coffee equals a seventh cup free when you scan the 7-Eleven app. Mmm, that tastes good. 7-Eleven, you brew you. Terms and conditions apply. See 7-Eleven.com for more details.
Okay, Brian, thank you. 7:01. Don't forget, 2 hours from right about now, we will be in that time frame to give away another one of our Universal Orlando Resort giveaways.
Yes, the sweet spot.
4 days, three nights.
Yes.
Two people.
Yep. Spirit Flights by Spirit, and you get to stay at the Cabana Bay Beach Resort, and it's got a pool, and it's got the greatest nachos, and it's got margaritas.
I mean, just to be clear, they have other stuff other than nachos.
Well, they
have
burgers,
I mean,
and things like that.
Yeah, but you don't have to. Just some people aren't nacho people. Yeah. I know you're nacho people, right? We're nacho people, but just know it's wide variety. I don't want people to think they got to get like. Do you have anything but nachos?
No, they have more than that.
Nacho man.
Good to know. Just after 9, be listening for your chance to win. We go commercial free for 2 hours, okay? This is your station.
This is it.
It's nachos. Nachos.
Station. 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1. Framingham, Boston. 80s and more. More hits. More variety. Way more 80s. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's 7:17 and a pretty decent day today, too. High of only 70. But that's okay. We're going it's a slow build up towards the weekend. 79 tomorrow. Saturday, 77. Sunday, 78. Memorial Day, Monday, 85. Nice.
That's right? A great weekend.
It's going to be a great weekend. Much better than last year where I think you said it rained all weekend.
It did. It rained all weekend last year.
Nope. Okay. Let's go to Italy. What do you say, LBF?
Sure.
Let's go to
Italy.
Let's go because...
where they respect their elders.
Yeah. Check this story out. A 19-year-old man announced his engagement to his 76-year-old girlfriend yesterday. How about that?
Soulmate.
What's the boy's name?
Giuseppe.
And name her. What's they didn't say her name.
No.
All right, so he's getting a lot of grief because people are thinking that he's a gold digger. And how many billions does grandma have in her account is what people are asking him.
No, she's just a regular old 76.
Did you deep dive on this, LBF? A little bit?
I can't deep dive on it a lot because it's in Italian. But I'm on their TikTok. I think he might be her hairdresser. I know that he does her hair a lot.
He does her hair.
Yeah, he called. It's an odd pairing. She looks like an Italian grandmother.
Yes.
But you
this
know,
is not.
How,
let's be, you know, delicate yet descriptive about she looks like a grandma. I'll let you
she
do that.
She looks like, you know, she has gray hair with a blue streak in it. Mm-hmm. She has blue eyes. Mm-hmm. And
how
she,
is her body type?
She has a grandmother. She looks like the you Italian know what she looks grandmother. Like? She looks like the fairy godmother in Cinderella. Bippity boppity boo.
Okay,
think that.
Okay.
Gray hair.
Yeah, not this.
No,
is not,
that is her body
no,
type.
No, this isn't okay? your Hollywood your
no,
grandmother.
This
no,
this is just a very grandmother.
Italian.
Listen, you know, I have a couple of thoughts.
All right.
One, if this was a guy who was old and it was a young girl, we wouldn't even be batting an eyelash because we the patriarchy.
Oh, wait, no, whoa, whoa, whoa.
We would be talking about it, but it wouldn't be as jarring
to see. If a 19-year-old girl married a
76-year-old
I will
guy.
Say it'd be more accepted and expected
yes, exactly.
than this case
right.
now because, you know, it's unusual.
Right. But, he could be, like, into her. I mean, if that's, like, your kink, have at it, son.
A kink? Okay.
Oh, God. Wow.
I know. Well, there are some pros and cons. So we were thinking about what would be the pros and cons of a 19-year-old...
dating a 76-year-old woman?
Yeah. Look.
Well, she can't get pregnant.
Okay.
So there's that.
But
pro.
That's her, okay. That's his pro too. I guess. Pro. She probably is an Italian grandmother. She can probably cook.
She makes a mighty spicy meatball.
You know she does, right? He's coming home to that. Probably goes to bed early. I would think. That's a pro. Another con is she might snore.
That's, maybe.
You know, just
she
thinking.
Might snore. She probably has a lot of good advice. You know, about life.
Oh, yeah.
Life advice.
Teach him the finer things.
Not even the finer things. Just, like, good, like, you know, solid advice.
Yeah.
She's lived a lot of years.
Yeah.
She's
just
like,
snappy.
You know.
Snap out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
There are a lot of cons, so let's be honest. Now, I think
what's
for
your
a
con?
Young. Well, he's a young man. He's got certain, you know.
Expectations?
Yes.
I don't know if he does. Looking at him. I'm not sure.
What are you saying?
I just think he's different.
Okay.
Different.
All right. But for the average 19-year-old, you would have expectations that I'm not sure Nona is going to meet.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Don't call her Nona. No.
No.
Right. No. Now you're just, now it's messed up.
All right, fine. But you know what I was trying
now
to say.
It's messed up.
Now
it's messed up.
So I would love to hear from listeners, our fun and smart listeners. What would be the pros and cons for both of a 19-year-old being married to a 76-year-old? There are some pros for her. She's got a young guy that can take care, you know.
Like can do things around
and
the
do
house.
Things.
Yeah.
He's not going to be snoring, watching, you know, whatever the Italian Wheel of Fortune is.
Right.
Wheel of Fortune.
Oh,
no.
Should be arrested.
So 888-410-1057. We're curious. What are the pros and cons of this
dating marriage? A 76-year-old
dating
grandmother.
A 76-year-old. No, nah. Right?
You're just making it weird. The Nona.
I bet the wedding's going to be a hoot.
Yeah, I think it will be.
The first dance. We'll be like, it's enough. Sit down. I'm tired. I want to sit down.
I wish I could read this. I wish I spoke Italian.
All right.
Ooh, she makes gnocchi.
Another pro.
That's nice looking.
All right. 888-410-1057. What are the pros and cons of being married to a 76-year-old if you're 19? I think it's built to last.
Well, maybe a decade.
Okay. All right. 722 is Jay Giles. Here we go. 1057 WROR. Just having fun with these calls. Ellen was on the phone with us. And her take is maybe the guy, you know, the 19-year-old boy.
Well, she can buy him alcohol.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Some other advantages, right, Ellen?
No. I would have zero patience for that. Zero.
Right. Yeah. Oh, to be married to a nice kid.
Yes, married. Nothing.
Question.
Yeah. I think it's she. He can move large things. Like,
go ahead, Ellen. What's in it for her?
Well, you know, again, my mind went to the worst place, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe he can last a long time.
19?
<You know.
laughs>
No, that's not it. This is, it's more often that you're able to,
Right.
Well, that, like, too.
Yeah.
That, too.
Mm. Other than that, Ellen, I'm not sure.
I'm telling you, she's dating him to get the Christmas decorations out of the attic.
Is that what?
Yes.
No, seriously. Maybe do a little yard work for her.
That's what it is. Okay. That's,
All right. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
saying. It's the only reason I'd date.
And why? He looks good with his shirt off.
Yes. There's always that.
Thanks, Ellen.
It all works out.
Are you closer to her age or his age?
Oh, do I really have to?
No, you don't have to.
He's so nosy.
Sorry, I'm just wondering which end you'd go.
And just a little tidbit, I was the one that played on Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. You were great.
Yeah.
You were great.
It was fun. I'm still kicking myself for the two that I knew and passed on. I should have just gone with my gut. But all right.
You did great.
Bye, Ellen.
Bye.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too.
Yeah, Ellen was saying that she can buy alcohol for him.
Yes.
You know, so that's what's in it for him. And what's in it for the 76-year-old, you think, is he can bring the Christmas decorations downstairs.
Yeah, that's it. You need somebody who can do the heavy lifting.
That's it. Okay.
That's it.
Good to know.
Yeah.
You know, you'll never be alone.
Right.
You're going to find somebody who can go up in the attic.
Well, I have someone now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know. Hey, Morning Court is coming up.
Yes.
And we're going to talk to Naomi.
Yes.
Who, her
daughter is not being particularly nice.
She's 19. Speaking of 19.
Yes. Just home from college.
Yeah.
Not helping with the Christmas decorations. She thinks that she needs, the daughter comes home whenever she wants to. She's on Tinder. She stays out all night. And her mom's like, I can't tell her what to do because she is an adult, but I don't know what to do because I'm worried about her and she's driving me crazy.
Okay. So we'll talk to her, help her out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe the 19-year-old will find a 76-year-old.
Maybe. That'll be good.
Morning Court brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. May is National Electrical Safety Month, and Rodenheiser wants to make sure your home is safe by offering a $69 home electrical safety check. Call or book online, rodenheiser.com.
Find out if you're super smart every weekday morning at 8:05. The ROR Morning Show. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF. Brian's still at home, so he'll be checking in from the basement there in West Bridgewater. But right now, we got to take some calls. So I'm going to go to you, Jody. What advice do you have for Naomi this morning? Good morning, Jody.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're great. What do you think?
Well, I think, like, whose vehicle is she driving and who pays the insurance? Because, you know, that's, like, a really good leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because you
the car key, you know?
Yeah. I will tell you this. Well, let me say this, Jody. A 19-year-old will figure out how to get out of the house with that car or without it.
Right,
but
you know,
make it a little harder.
If you make her pay for it, she's going to need it for work and things like that. Yeah, it's
right.
Yeah,
I know that's a tough one because you know, like she's away at college, and I seriously doubt she's at home on the couch at 8 o'clock drinking cocoa and watching reruns of The Flying Nun.
I will bet you're right about that. All right, thank you. Thanks, Jody. Bye. All right, Allison, what is your good morning? What's your take for Naomi today?
Good morning. We've all been there. We've had college students, and it's going to wear off. It's just because she's new at home, has this newfound freedom. She wants to show her mother, oh, look what I did in college. But it's not going to last. She's going to wear out, especially if she has a job. But also, I think it's important for the mother to, like, make a date with the daughter. Like, every Monday we're going to have dinner together. That way they can keep their lines of communication open. And then, you know, the daughter knows that the mom's an ally. Should she be in a situation where she needs to call somebody quick?
Okay.
That's great. That's a great idea.
I like it. That's good. Look, keep the lines open.
Yes.
We're adulting now.
Yes, we're adulting.
We're adulting. We're sitting here talking, adulting.
Yeah, we're not yelling at each other.
No, we're not. Thank you, Allison. Good call. Okay.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Diane, good morning. Now we're hearing from the moms.
Yeah.
I like it. Diane.
The ladies are coming.
Where are my ladies?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a lot of guys calling. God, it's good to hear from the moms. I'm assuming you're a mom, Diane.
I am, and so I've been through the same thing. My daughter's now 25, and my son 21, home from college. And, you know, I think it's a matter of respect, and we've kind of come to an agreement that if he's not going to be home, he'll call me. I know where he is, so I'm not up worrying.
So it's possible to do this, Naomi. Is for her listening that you can develop it here. Diane
can meet in the middle.
Meet in the middle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tie him up at night.
I mean, well, you could, yeah, but the police might be called.
They might have some questions about that.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad it's working out for you, Diane. That's what Naomi needs to hear. That yes, it can. It can work. So. Just relax, right?
Sit back, relax.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If it doesn't work,
it's difficult. Tie her up.
That's it. Just how it goes.
Go to Home Depot, get the rope.
Thanks, Diane. Have a great day. All right, 888-410-1057. Helping Naomi, single mom, out with her 19-year-old who doesn't want to listen anymore. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, Brian. Kim Carnes, Betty Davis Eye. It's going to be 70 today. Nice. Good weather. We're trying to help Naomi out in morning court. 19-year-old daughter home from school, and she's got a brand new attitude.
She sure does.
Right? On Tinder. Don't tell me.
Staying out all night.
Yep.
I can do whatever I want.
Threatened to move in with
a bunch of guys.
Bunch of guys who, you know, they would love to have her come in and chip in on the rent. So, Naomi's trying to finesse this. So let's see if we can help her out. We got Bree on the phone. Good morning, Bree.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what do you think, Bree?
Well, I think Naomi should really call her daughter's bluff and tell her to go ahead and move in with a house full of guys. And I don't know if you've ever lived with a house full of guys.
Certainly have. Are you LBF?
About two weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll be begging to come home, and then Naomi can just be like, "Well, you can come back, but you got to be in by 12."
What is going to happen with a house full of guys, Bree? Why is that so bad?
Is she going to want to use a bathroom like that? Oh. I mean,
no, they're gross.
You know, yeah, food dishes all over the. I mean, I have a son who's 24 years old. I know what they're like.
So gross, aren't they?
I like your style.
What, and then put five of them together? Come on.
Oh, God. It's like.
You know what? Bree, I like calling the bluff.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. Have a good time.
Oh, you want me to leave?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Okay.
Absolutely.
Next week.
You'll be home in 2 weeks.
Good stuff, Bree.
Right,
thank you. Have a great day.
Yep. Bye.
I love it.
You too.
Yes. Good to call the bluff once in a while. Okay. 888-410-1057 for morning court for Naomi. If you want to dial in and chime in, let's do it. She keeps moving.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And more. 1057 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, Super Smart. Sponsored by FindMassMoney.com. Log on today. See if there's unclaimed money waiting for you. Well, today's player was unavailable for whatever reason. We took call number 7, and that happens to be Kate from Pembroke. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
So, Kate, you admitted you're a two-timer.
Yep.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Explain yourself.
Last time I played, a couple months ago, I got 9 out of 10. And everybody at work now calls me 9 out of 10.
Well, it could be worse.
I mean, yeah, at my work, they call me 2 out of 10.
No, so. That is not true. Being very ungenerous to yourself. So Kate played before 9 out of 10. That's her nickname, 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
Well, well, well. I'll remind us, Kate. What do you do in Pembroke?
I live in Pembroke and I work at Quincy District Court.
All right.
District Court.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, yes. That's interesting.
Good times.
Good times.
Good
times.
Good
times. Times for all. I'll okay.
Bet.
Anybody want to shout out again, Kate, besides those co-workers of yours?
Well, if I get 10 out of 10 today, I'm buying everybody lunch. So hello to Tina, Tom, Dave, and Anthony.
There you all go, right. Guys. All right, let's play Super Smart. You know how it works. Get all 10 right. Yes. $1,000 up for grabs. Remember to say pass and leave some time. We will circle back. Kate, are you ready?
Let's go.
Here we go.
What is 2 plus 5?
7.
What is the number of thieves that Alibaba had?
13.
Who created the American flag?
Betsy Ross.
Stevie Nicks is part of what band?
Fleetwood Mac.
Whose novels include The Client and The Firm? Who hosted the TV show This Old House for the first 10 seasons?
Bob Vila.
Some animals spend the winter in a sleep-like state known as what?
Hibernation.
What star is closest to the Earth?
Sun.
What cut of steak got its name from the New York City coach stop where it was first served?
New York Strip.
What do Vanilla Ice, Rob Schneider, John Candy, and Michael Landon all have in common?
Actors.
Whose novels include The Client and The Firm?
John Grisham.
I think that's it.
That's it.
You got through the test.
Yeah, you did.
You got 7. They're going to call you 7 out of 10 now, Kate. But maybe they didn't hear it.
Man.
All right, here's what you missed.
I feel like number 10 is actually true. I mean, like Vanilla Ice has maybe been acting in a couple of things. Oh. So I'm going to give it to you. But really what the answer was they were born on Halloween.
You know, the thing is, Kate, John Candy, born on Halloween, was always kind of fun, right?
Right, exactly. Fun.
Fun. We'll give you that. They're actors. Fun.
Alibaba had 40 Thieves. You know Alibaba and the 40 Thieves? And then the cut of steak that got its name from New York City Coach Stop, where it was first served, was Porterhouse.
But it was on the strip, so maybe, you know.
It wasn't on the strip.
Yeah, Porterhouse. I'm
going to give you that because.
Why?
But Porterhouse was on the strip. You didn't know that?
What strip?
Like the street, the strip.
No, that's not true.
Yeah. No, not true. Right. No. Like Vegas?
No, that was the
I'm
Vegas.
Trying
they
to
call
keep
it
her
the-
9 out of 10, Kate, okay? All right, fine. I tried for you, Kate, but LBF over there. About court and judges. Right. All right, Kate. Thanks for playing again.
You did a great job. You're good at this game.
You are. We're going to send you $100 a gift card to D's Keys, okay?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's right in the seaport.
That's fun. Go do that. Have a great time. Kate, you can play again. 90 days.
Yeah, okay? Just you wait.
All right.
90 days.
All right,
see you, Kate.
Bye, Kate. Have a great day. Bye-bye. I was trying to bump her up a little bit because, Porterhouse might have been on the strip. I don't know. That's fine. Okay. Hey, if you want to play Super Smart, first of all, answer the phone.
Yes.
Call you. All right. And sign up to play at WROR.com.
Yeah, we have the multiple choice game up. And if you play it and slay it, we might pay it $1,000.
That's right. Okay. We are 1 hour away from being inside the window for another one of our universal trip a day giveaways. We'll go commercial free about this time in an hour.
Wow.
And then before 10 o'clock, somebody's going to be the winner. Why not you? So
right.
Stay here for that. Kick off your work day with no repeats and tons of music.
Morning Show with Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. All night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is about going to be 70 today.
Yeah.
And a mix of clouds and sun. Not too bad. Down to 60 tonight. Tomorrow, 79. And Brian just pointed out that Harvey Leonard's last forecast was last night, so we salute Harvey.
Yes! Love Harvey.
50 years of doing the weather.
You deserve a break.
Yeah, 50 years, so we salute you, Harvey. If you're out there, probably sleeping
He's probably sleeping in today.
Why wouldn't you? All right, morning court today. We talked to Naomi. She's got a 19-year-old girl who's back from college. with a brand new attitude.
Yep.
And it's not good. She wants to do what she wants, when she wants.
I say who, I say when.
And with who? She's on Tinder?
Yes.
Okay, so she's just living the dream of a half adult.
Yep.
Because it's not like she has got all the responsibilities of an adult, but she wants all the privileges. Mom's going crazy because Naomi is just whatever. Naomi is the mom, but her kid is coming in late, not caring, and saying, back off, Mom.
Yeah, or I'm going to move out with my friends, my guy friends.
Okay, so let's see if we can help Naomi out, and maybe the daughter.
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll start with you. Hi, good morning. This is Kathy.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What's your take today?
Well, I definitely think there is some dad issues there.
Ooh. Yo, okay.
Dad issues. Nobody's peeled that on you.
Yep.
Some dad issues. Yep. Well, she said that, you know, he was sort of useless and wasn't around. And so she's obviously seeking that male attention. It's making her feel good about herself. And it's just her rebelling against her mom. So I think her mom just needs to take either one, a really good approach with maybe a little bit of guilt. You know, sometimes guilt works better than being angry because then, mm-hmm. you know, you just want to react to a different emotion. But then there's also maybe some therapy there, you know, some counseling.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, Kathy, thank you for that call. Nobody else has thought of that. I like it. Good take.
Awesome.
You're a good listener.
Well, I wish the mother the best.
You're a good listener. I like it. Okay. Thank you, Kathy. Have a great day. What's your take? Hey, Bob. Go ahead. What do you think?
All right. No. I agree with many of the people who have already spoken. Number one, she can't force her daughter to essentially come back at a particular time because the daughter's been away and is used to not doing that. Just going to drive a wedge anyway.
Mm.
But I believe you do have to communicate. You know, if I were going to be really late, I've known sometimes that the kids would even get concerned if I didn't call in.
So, sure.
I think she should do the same. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, it's not asking too much. All right, Bob. Good take.
I tell you, when I was a kid, you know, no. I just used to disappear for the whole night myself. I ended up in New York City.
That's a call for another day.
Sleeping on a bench in Port Authority bus station.
Then
I showed up at 8:30 in the morning with my kids, with my parents, wondering where I was at.
Yeah. That was probably before cell phones and all that.
Live to tell the tale, Bob.
Have a great day, buddy.
Yeah,
take care.
You too.
All right, Haley. Good morning. What do you think?
Morning. How are you today?
We're good.
I was saying that I think that the girl should, I mean, she's not like they said, she's going to do what she's going to do, but she should have a little bit of respect for her mother, who is putting a roof over her head, and I'm sure is helping her with a majority of her bills, like her college tuition.
Oh, yeah.
So there should just be a sense of respect. I mean, the kids got to have fun, the kids got to go out, but, you know, at the end of the day, your parents are the ones who got you where you are, so you got to really respect them.
Right.
Yeah. It goes both ways.
It does. I mean, it does. You know, if you're a little, you know, give her a little leeway and then maybe she'll...
Mother, you know, like, just tell your mother where you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. She's all alone.
You got to know where you're at.
Yeah.
All right, Haley.
And you're 19. You're not 30 like me.
Right. I don't tell my mother anything.
30, Haley? Haley, you 30?
I'm 30 and I live at home, but I buy groceries and I pay rent, so...
Okay, right. I love that.
That's great.
That's really good. Haley, so why are you living at home? You saving? Is it...
I'm saving right now. I lost my job at the beginning of COVID, and I was living actually on Martha's Vineyard, and it all went down, and couldn't stick around there, so I ended up at home. And my parents are gracious enough to take me back.
Sure, and that's you appreciate great. That. Well, that's really...
More than I could ever repay or explain.
Right, and you, like I said, you buy groceries, you help out. That's all that she's asking
without
for.
Without them, I wouldn't be anywhere.
Right, so yeah, you know, just a little bit of give and take.
I love this call because, Haley, like you said, you're 30. And if you can do it at 30, she can do it at 19.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. Hey, best of luck to you, Haley. You sound like a person who I think things are going to come around for. All right?
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, Haley. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
She calls her mom still. She's going to be late. That's respect.
That's respect.
That's respect. I like it. There you go. Well, so everybody, the consensus is let out a little bit of line.
Yes.
But not all of it. Just, you know, you need a little bit of slack, but make sure you can still pull it back.
Right.
Right? Right. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. the basement at West Bridgewater.
Yes.
Yep.
Hey, I want to do a short-distance, long-distance dedication if I could. Oh. That song right there, Keep On Loving You, I want to dedicate to a very happy couple. They are currently residing in a nice seaside town in Italy.
They sure are.
The boy's name escapes me. But he's about to be married to a 76-year-old Italian Nona.
Yeah.
In case
he's
19. You missed it earlier in the show, we told you about a 19-year-old boy who's marrying a 76-year-old.
Giuseppe.
We don't know her name.
No.
But they're in love, L-O-V-E.
Yes.
And they're going to get married. They're engaged.
Yep.
19 and 76. So we were asking, what are the pros and cons of marrying, for him, a grand, you know, motherly aged person, and what's in it for her? So
right.
That was the question we were asking. Some great responses.
Yes.
Right?
Buying him booze.
Yes. Yep. She can cook.
She can't get pregnant.
I'm just saying.
Bonus. You know,
bonus. For her, he's ready to go.
Yeah, right.
At a moment's notice. Yes.
And the most important thing is that he's able to go in the attic to get the Christmas decorations down because she can't do it anymore.
That's right. That's in it for her. So Nicolina's on the phone. I think Nicolina's got a different point of view.
Okay, what do
right?
we got?
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. I'm talking about that 19-year-old with an Italian woman at 76. You got to be kidding me.
No, that's a true story.
That's true.
So what are the pros and cons here?
He's got to be on a trip you can't get tickets to. 76-year-old Italian women are mean.
Are they?
Oh, they're mean.
They're mean.
I didn't know that.
They will knock him for a loop. I'll tell you what they can share. Yeah. They can shave each other's back in the morning because my aunts, they're very hairy.
Nicolina, that's great.
Well, let's be honest. And I mean, I can't imagine what they talk about.
Mm.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, what do they have in common? Listen, I'll tell you something. This kid's got to have a fetish, a sexual fetish. What is he looking at 76 years old?
And I got to be honest with you, Nicolina. LBF described her perfectly. Yeah, this isn't 76-year-old Raquel Welch here. This is 76-year-old Nona, right?
That's my point. If it was Raquel Welch, then it would be a different story.
That's right. No.
But this woman here, they have nothing in common. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of shaving going on, is what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, yes. And don't let her go for bikini wax. You're going to let her go for 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Marriage. Nicolina.
Hey, listen. Thanks, Nicolina.
Yeah. Yeah. She will knock him for a loop.
Yep. Well, it's something she'll keep him on the straight and narrow. That's good. I love it.
Oh, she will. Trust and believe. All right. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Okay.
Bye, Nicolina.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Oh, boy. Nicolina.
Trust and believe.
Wow.
She will knock him for a loop.
Oh, yeah.
Italian grandmother like that. Come in late with your dirty shoes. Whatever he's doing.
anyway,
we wish them well.
Yes.
Keep on loving her, Giuseppe.
Yes.
You don't know how much time you got.
That's right.
Okay. Hey, coming up, we're going to go commercial free at about 9:15. And you know what that means? Between 9:15 and 10 o'clock, we're going to send out the universal call to action.
That's right.
When you are going to be lucky number 10, you're going to win a trip to Universal Studios Orlando.
Trip for 2, 4 days, 3 nights. Oh.
That's it. Okay. So more details on that coming up. I just want to put a little bug in your ear.
From Super Smart to Morning Core, don't miss a second of the ROR Morning Show with Bob, LBM, and Brian. Listen live on the WROR app.
It's easy and free.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.